One of the important ministries that we have here at the Granite Bay is our book ministry. And every third Sabbath of the month, we have quite the display of literature there in our church foyer. And the idea behind that is for you, the church members, to take some of the material, read it yourself if you haven't read it before, and then share it with somebody else. So it's an outreach, it's a witnessing opportunity using some really fantastic resources. Shamika, I'd like to invite you to come up, and you've got a few folks that are involved in the book ministry and some rather neat testimonies of things that have happened in the book ministry. So thank you, Shamika.
A few friends here, we're just going to share a little bit about how they've been sharing the materials for book ministry. So we're going to start with Emma. Emma, tell us, do you have a hard time talking to people in general?
Generally, yeah. But when God sends you, you just got to go.
All right. Have you ever been in a situation where the Lord impressed you to share something with someone that you thought wouldn't be interested?
Oh, yeah, several times. I'm a Jonah sometimes, and one day I was sharing in the streets, and on the sidewalk there was a group of young people about high school age, you know, the colored hair, piercings, torn pants and backpacks and everything. And I walked past them, and a thought came to me, give them the tracks. And I said, they're not the type. And the thought kept coming back to me, give them the track. I said, they won't read it. So I kept arguing in my head, walking away until I got to the end of the block. And then I just had to go back. And when I got back, I gave each one of them a track, and they did not even bat an eye. As soon as they got one, they started reading it. And when I was walking away, I looked back, and they started sitting on the gutter, and all of them reading. And that gave me a lesson that these young people are the ones that are most needy of these things.
Amen. So what types of materials do you like to share the most?
Great Controversy is the one I think I've shared the most. But nowadays, especially with the young people, if you have breaking addiction, depression, secrets to mental health, media and the brain, all those things are issues that affect them. So when they take one, they would usually take one. When they take one, then I'll add the religious ones and tell them that it's interesting too. So,
all right. Thank you, Emma. Okay, we're going to go to Tim. Tim, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 not at all, 2 very much so, how would you rate your level of shyness?
11.
Okay, do you find it sometimes hard to share your faith?
Starting a conversation with someone, yes, but I feel like the Holy Spirit, like it says in Acts, it gives you kind of like a boldness, so I have no problem sharing God.
So you give away a lot of materials. How do you do it?
It's kind of, I have like a weird list of things I do, but like there's others, but I wrote these down quickly. It's just like restaurant wait staff, cashiers, food delivery drivers, Uber drivers. I give it to them with a tip or in the backseat. The hotel cleaning staff, I hide them in hotel rooms so the cleaning staff don't, like in the safe under the bed. At ASI, I was leaving them like, at our hotel, I was leaving them on like every floor by the elevator. I hide them in rental cars, give it to the mailman. I leave them at a gas station, I put them in rest stops, magazine racks, bathrooms, the vending machines so people, when they grab like a snack, they can find the book in there. And recently, my mom and I have been going to like little free libraries and around the California, just leaving them there at people put these libraries in their yards, and so we put the books inside them. And then also just two like success stories, like in Chevron, there's a Chevron in Corning where a young lady always asks for books. Whenever I gas up there, she wants more books. And then there's a Pizza Rev on Sunrise, and she's like, bring me more Doug Batchelor books, you know? So.
All right, amen. So what do you like to share the most?
Pretty much everything. But I always carry glow tracks just in case I don't have books around, so.
All right, amen. All right, John and Kristen, so how long have you guys been married?
We're pretty much an old married couple. We've been married for a year.
Okay. All right, now before you got married, you guys were already doing ministry together,
Yeah, we try to do a lot of different ministries, Teen Bible Academy with Central California Conference, helping the homeless and stuff too.
Okay, all right. And what ministry do you like doing together the most?
Well, most recently we've been doing more like homeless outreach ministry stuff here. We like to give glow tracks to the homeless when we meet and talk with them. And also, I don't know, we just like to take literature with us when we do our everyday stuff. Like when we went on our honeymoon, we took a bunch of glow tracks in Spanish to Costa Rica and got to give them out there, and we got to give a bunch of them to a church there that actually didn't know they existed, so it was a big blessing to them.
So what types do you like to give out the most?
Yeah, we have a couple of them here. I'll pull them out of my pocket. So the where is God when I'm hurting? You know, there's different people that are going through different things, and that can really speak to people. And then we have the promise of peace. The Bible does give us peace. And breaking addictions is also a very popular one, too.
Tell us a story.
Yeah. So Shamika asked if I would tell a little story about handing out a glow track. And you know how Facebook actually reminds you of previous posts that you have? And it's actually today, 5 years ago, that I had the opportunity to pick up some people that needed a ride. And I was a little worried to pick them up. They were smoking, and I was like, oh, Lord, I tried to keep my truck really nice. And I was like, oh, okay, should I? And I ended up picking them up. And we were just driving along, and I was asking them, well, what do you guys do? And the first person in the front seat said that he grew plants. We'll just, I guess, leave it at that. And the person in the back said that he was a carpenter. And then the person right behind me said that she was an assassin. You know, and when you pick somebody up, that's not really the first thing you want to hear when you don't do this all the time, especially. And so we were driving along, and I wasn't really being overly intentional with sharing, but she just blurted out, you must be a Christian, aren't you? And I said, yes. And she's like, well, what do you believe? And so I just shared a little bit with her. And then when we got to their place, I asked them if they wanted some glow tracks and just to share a little bit more about what we believe. And the guy in the front said, no, he wasn't interested. And the guy in the back said that he wasn't interested. But the assassin said that she wanted a glow track. So I gave her a glow track.
I don't know which glow track you would give to an assassin, but all right, praise the Lord. Well, we do have a holiday that's coming up that's great for people that like to share, because you don't have to knock on a door, they knock on yours. And so what we have, we put together these trick-or-treater bags, has a coloring book with the miracles of Jesus, some crayons, has a little gold coin with a verse a verse of scripture on it, and a little bouncy ball that says, Jesus loves me. We have 300 of these. So if you would like some to give to trick-or-treaters when they come to your house, I think the most we can give to one person at is five, to make sure we have enough. But after potluck, if we have more, you can come and request those, and we'll give them to you to take, okay? And we want to thank you so much for your support of the book ministry. We could not do this if it wasn't for your generosity. So we want you to come up to the tables afterwards and prepare to share. Amen? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Amen. All right, have a blessed Sabbath.
All right, thank you, Shamika. Thank you, everyone involved in our book ministry. It's an important outreach.